From the Heart, April 12th. A Teacher of Righteousness. If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Jesus says, Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Jesus was the greatest teacher the world ever knew. He presented truth in clear, forcible statements, and the illustrations he used were of the purest and highest order. In his Sermon on the Mount, Christ gave the true interpretation to the Old Testament scriptures, expounding the truth that had been perverted by the rulers, the scribes, and the Pharisees. What a vast meaning does he give to the law of God! He himself had given the law when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Christ himself was the foundation of the whole Jewish economy, the end of types, symbols, and sacrifices. Enshrouded in the pillar of cloud, he himself had given specific directions to Moses for the Jewish nation, and he was the only one who could disperse the multitude of errors that through human maxims and traditions had accumulated about the truth. He set the truth on high, in order that like a light it might illuminate the moral darkness of the world. He rescued every gem of truth from the rubbish of human maxims and traditions, and exalted the truth to the throne of God from whence it had issued. His course was in such marked contrast to the course of the scribes and Pharisees and the religious teachers of that day, that they were made manifest as whited sepulchres, hypocritical pretenders to religion, who sought to exalt themselves by a profession of holiness, while within they were full of ravening and all uncleanness. They could not tolerate true holiness, true zeal for God, which was the distinguishing feature of the character of Christ, for true religion cast a reflection upon their spirit and practices. In the heart of Jesus there was hatred of nothing save sin. They could have received him as the Messiah had he simply manifested his miracle-working power and refrained from denouncing sin, from condemning their corrupt passions, and from pronouncing the curse of God upon their idolatry. But since he would give no license to evil, though he healed the sick, opened the eyes of the blind, and raised the dead, they had nothing for the divine teacher but bitter abuse, jealousy, envy, evil surmising, and hatred.